I want to read a couple of verses. Some of them we read over the course of this weekend, but others are related. 1 Chronicles 1 Chronicles 28 And David said to Solomon, verse 20, And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Second Timothy 1, and verse 2, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Verse 7, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Well, those scriptures are similar and they are different. They're similar because it's being written or being spoken from a father to a son, but different because in the first one, it was a biological father. The second one, it was a spiritual father. Very significant. You know, there was two words that were used during the first day in the reading meetings that cannot be found in the King James translation of the Bible. One of them is timid, and the other one is encouragement. Now, I like to look up the definition of words, see what they mean. And it's interesting, when you look up the word timid, it says, showing the lack of courage or confidence, easily frightened. When you look up the word encouragement, it's the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. When Paul writes, he always writes for a purpose. He never writes to simply write. He always addresses an issue when he sees it. I believe that when he wrote those words to Timothy, he wrote them because he saw something in Timothy that needed to be addressed. And he addressed it. He went straight to the heart. There was a question earlier in one of our meetings about what about the sisters? What about their place in the four generations that were talked about in chapter 2? Well, it brought to mind, my mind, Titus chapter 3. In simple phrases here, aged men and aged women. And it talks about younger men and younger women. The four generations that we have before us in the second chapter of Timothy are not generations related by blood, unless you consider that it's the blood of Christ. The common bond in all four generations is a common bond through Christ. And the encouragement through generations occurs through Christians encouraging Christians. Now, having confidence should not be confused with self-confidence. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Actually, let's start in verse 23. And shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. There is a difference between confidence and self-confidence. Self-confidence does not need God. Confidence is the knowledge or the acknowledgement of the faithfulness of God. There is a difference. Self-confidence is self-dependence. But what happens if you don't have a Paul to write? First Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. And David was greatly distressed. Go to the end. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. There's another verse. First Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 15, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. Fathers of the assembly are important. Mothers of the assembly are important. And it's not necessarily biological. Aged men teach the younger men. Aged women teach the younger women. Perhaps your children are all gone home or gone and started their own families, but you're in the assembly. Perhaps you're a father of the assembly. Perhaps you're a sister that has never had children, but you can still be a mother in the assembly.